Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on May 17 regarding the FISA NAFISA Jefferson. The FISA Jefferson is a 40-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-9-20. But on that occasion, she fell through the gap between a truck and the loading dock. She injured her left knee and the back of her head, but did not experience loss of consciousness. She injured her left knee, back, and head, but did not have loss of consciousness. She went to an unspecified emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery or injections in this matter. She has completed her course of active treatment. As per the medical records provided, she was seen at Crozer Chester Emergency Room on 11-9-20. She reported stepping through a space between a dock and a truck. She had no compression injury but could not pull herself up from there for about 2 minutes. She then was pulled out by co-workers. She had some tenderness palpation about the left leg. She underwent x-rays of the left knee that revealed no manifestations of traumatic injury. She was then treated and released with a diagnosis of knee sprain. Ms. Jefferson was seen at Med Express on 11-15-20 for her lower leg injury. She was experiencing pain in the leg as well as a headache. They diagnosed her with injuries of the head and pain in the left leg. She was instructed to use Tylenol as directed. Ms. Jefferson was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Punzio on 11-30-20. He diagnosed a left leg contusion as well as a headache. He advised to expect resolution over the next several months. She was going to resume normal activities of daily living and return to work in 7 days. The next documented visit with Dr. Ponzio was on 8-18-21. On this visit, she pointed to a prominent bone over the tibial tubercle, but this does not represent an injury. When he explained this was not likely related to her injury, she mentioned that she had another pain. He rendered a diagnosis of Osgood-Schlatter's disease. There was no knee effusion. And she had normal strength. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and did not need treatment or testing. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears is normal. She remained clothed, preventing direct visualization. Extremities upper, normal. Extremities lower, normal. Knees normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees, limited by tightness, but no pain. Paired extension bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 11-9-20 Nafisa Jefferson. Fell between a loading dock and a truck. Paired she hit her head but did not experience loss of consciousness. Paired she was seen at the emergency room the same day. X-rays of the left knee were negative for acute abnormalities. Paired she was then treated and released. Paired after seeing MedExpress on 11-15-20, she quickly came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Ponzio. Paired on 11-30-20, he diagnosed soft tissue injuries in the form of contusions that he explained were going to be self-limiting. Paired, he released her from care at that juncture. Paired, she then returned to him on 8-18-21 and demonstrated some non-physiologic findings. Paired, he paragraphed the current exam, found she ambulated with physiologic gait and could squat and rise. Paired, she had full range of motion of the left knee where provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired, she was also neurologically intact. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left knee, comma, mid and lower back, comma, or head. Period. End.